the name, Lisa, if you're listening, there's this tentative quality to it. I guess maybe you're just expressing in the title of the song. It's not like you're shoving this on her. It's like, Lisa, if you're listening, here's something I'd like to share with you. Is that why you phrased it that way? It's a peculiar construction for most people.
Yeah, it is that. It's also, there was a Lisa. I mean, it's a composite person, but I also did have a conversation shortly before I wrote the song with a woman, an adult Lisa, with whom I had in mind. I mean, she just shared with me some of what her childhood was like and some of the destructive things that she had gone through. And so, I think I was also just kind of throwing it out there for all the Lisas of the world. If they hear this on the radio, if they, hear it on a friend's car in a CD, or, just wanted it to make it a little bit more personal, but also just kind of gentle and a little bit indirect.
Lisa, if you're listening.
It seems we're all born thirsty for the cup of happiness. It's almost like we're homesick for a place we've not seen yet. Or could it be that longing is a gift from the Spirit's hand? A thirst that's meant to lead us to look for a promised land. Maybe you've been thirsty, but you're not really sure what for. Look for satisfaction everywhere except in the Lord. Lisa started drinking. She steals her daddy's gin. She says that when she's wasted, she feels like she fits in. Her parents give her money, and so she buys lots of stuff at the mall. Her closet's full, but Lisa feels so empty with it all. Lisa, if you're listening, well, there's something I need to say. Girl, it's not your fault you feel emptied out this way. 'Cause somebody sold us the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm telling you that's how it is. The stuff they said would satisfy can never touch that thirst inside. And I believe